Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting third. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Hoffman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Hoffman. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting third. The right fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Cox. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Danny Cox. And now, play ball. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dunston. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Dunston steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dunston scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Guy Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. Hare moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Dunston reaches second base with a double. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. There goes Dunston. The throw from Heath and Dunston is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton strikes out. Danny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox bunts towards the mound. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Pendleton moves to second. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pendleton scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Slyke takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to third. Van Slyke moves to second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Mumphrey moves to second. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoffman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Pendleton reaches second base with a double. Jerry White pinch hits for Danny Cox. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pendleton. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Pendleton steals third. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Ohnbey now pitching. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dunston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dunston. The throw from Heath and he is out, Hare applying the tag. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Davis and he is out, Dunston applying the tag. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Van Slyke takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Van Slyke moves to second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. Hare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Van Slyke scores. Clark moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Mike Heath. Jay Baller now pitching. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clint Hurdle now catching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Baller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dunston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Dunston reaches second base with a double. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dernier pinch runs for Gary Matthews. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Dunston scores. Dernier moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a line drive towards first. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Dernier now playing center field. Jerry Mumphrey now playing left field. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman bunts towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Willie McGhee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGhee is 0 for 3 in the game. McGhee takes first base on ball 4. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunstan fields the ball, races to the bag for 1, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Coleman scores. Van Slyke moves to second. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 6-3, Cubs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Clark hits a line drive towards third. Spear catches it and throws to second to double up Van Slyke. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. McGhee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Greg Bargar now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Cubs. Terry Francona pinch hits for Jay Baller. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Bargar covering, for the out. 2 outs. Shawn Dunstan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunstan is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Dunstan is hit by the pitch. Steve Lake pinch runs for Shawn Dunstan. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pendleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Steve Lake now catching. Keith Moreland now playing third base. Lee Smith now pitching. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Terry Francona now PL. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hare strikes out. 1 out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Van Slyke. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moreland moves to third. 2 outs. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to second. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Oquendo pinch hits for Greg Bargar. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.